and welcome to Kids in Mind with Dr. Rebecca Weber, child psychologist based near Geneva. Rebecca, speaking to us this month about active parenting. Now, for more information, you can always visit cabinetweber.net. Now, Rebecca, parents can be considered authorities within the family, but they're not always effectively gaining their children's cooperation. Why is that?
Yeah, so very simple tasks like getting dressed, teeth being brushed, pajamas, you know, the everyday life routines can become, a kind of theater of a lot of conflict and negotiation in any given family every day. So this is where, you know, free will and power plays come to really express themselves. And it's helpful, I think, to take a step back outside of these moments and look at styles of parenting that we kind of unconsciously adopt. And if we eliminate really abusive or neglectful parents, we usually fall within three different styles, which can be categorized as the dictator parent, the doormat parent, and the authoritative parent. So these are ways in which we try to gain cooperation within our children.
So Rebecca, what would be the dictator style?
Yes. Yeah, so in this scenario, the parents are really reactive and they're trying to be kind of all powerful and likely to use reward and punishment as tools to enforce their own goals or desires, or even emotional tactics like guilt or disapproval to try to keep their kids in line. And if you like, in the dictator parenting style, that means that the parent would enforce a lot of limits without providing a lot of freedoms and responsibilities for the children. And they might themselves be feeling quite out of control in terms of the emotions that the feelings are evoking, the children are evoking within the parents.
Okay, so then you also have, I would imagine, the opposite, the doormat parent.
Right, so exactly. The doormat parent is really characterized by being inactive, and in the opposite sense, they're very permissive, they have very few boundaries, and so that means the children have a lot of freedom, which means there could be a risk of a kind of lack of routine or responsibilities for parents and children. If you like, relationships require give and take, so these boundaries help us to learn constraint and freedom. And the doormat parent, whilst we could commend them for being perhaps quite open and free, they could evoke insecurity within the children who do not then have an authority figure.
Okay, so kids want something there. They want some ideas of what the lines are.
Exactly. Yeah. And the active parenting approach then really pushes for what they call authoritative parenting or active parenting, in which the parent upholds freedom but also provides rights and responsibilities for all members of the household, like adults and children combined based on their, you know, age and maturity level. So there's a kind of combination of both freedom but then limits, and those limits and boundaries expand with the maturity of the child.
Okay.
Yeah.
And so you're looking at perhaps then to aim for the authoritative parenting side of things. That's the balanced one that perhaps takes the best out of the previous two.
Yes. If you like, this is kind of food for thought. When we're in the heat of the moment, it's kind of hard to have some spaciousness to think about what approach we're adopting when your child has really just pushed your wrong button. We're kind of in it. But then the idea is to really take a step back outside of these moments and look at, okay, what approach am I kind of unaware of that I'm adopting? And it might be that I'm quite authoritative in the kind of dictatorship style without realizing it, or maybe way too easygoing, and looking at finding the right balance.
Okay, Rebecca, thanks so much indeed. If you want more information, you can contact Rebecca on cabinetweber.net. And if you want to hear that show and others in the series again, you can always go to our website, which is worldradio.ch/kidsinmind.